January, we're going to have an album out called The Raven. The Raven is a famous poem by Edgar Allan Poe. You probably had to read it in school and hated it. So I rewrote it so you don't have to do that anymore. Anyway, this is called The Raven. Once upon a midnight weary, as I pondered weak and dreary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as if someone gently rapping, rapping at my chamber door to some visitor, I muttered, tapping at my chamber door, only this and nothing more. I've had trouble sleeping, stumbling upright, my mind racing, furtive thoughts flowing once more. I there hoping for some sunrise, happiness would be a surprise, loneliness no longer a prize, rapping at my chamber door. Seeking out the clever boar, lost in dreams forevermore, only this and nothing more. Hovering, my pulse was racing, stale tobacco my lips tasting, scotch sitting upon my basin, remnants of the night before. Came again. Infernal tapping on the door. In my mind, jabbing, is it in or outside? Rapping, calling out to me once more, the fit and the fury of Lenore. Nameless here forevermore.
I do. I am.
And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of the purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before, so that now all wind stood still there breathing, hoping yet to calm my breathing to some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. Some lost visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This it is, and nothing more. Deep into the darkness, peering long, I stood there, wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming fantasies. No mortal dared to dream before, but the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was the whispered name, Lenore. This, I thought, and out loud whispered from my lips, the foul name festered, echoing itself. Merely this and nothing more. Back into my chamber, turning every nerve within me burning, when once again I heard a tapping somewhat louder than before. Surely, I said, surely that is something at my iron staircase. Open the door, see what the threat is. Open the window, free the shutters, let us this mystery explore. Oh, bursting heart, be still this once! And let this mystery explore. It is the wind and nothing more. Just one epithet I muttered as inside I gagged and I shuddered when finally, with manly flit and flutter, in there flew a stately raven, sleek and ravenous as any foe. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute's gesture towards me of recognition or politeness, but perched above my chamber door, this foul and salivating visage insinuating with its knowledge, perched above my my chamber door, silent, satin, staring, nothing more. Askance, askew, the self-sad fancy smiles at you. I swear at this savage, vicious countenance it wears, though you show here shorn and shaven, and I admit myself forlorn and craven, ghastly, grim, and ancient raven wandering from the opiate shores. Tell me what thy lordly name is, that you are not nightmare sewage, some dire powder, drink, or inhalation framed from flames of downtown lore. Quoth the raven, nevermore. And the raven, sitting lonely, staring sickly at my male sex only, that one word, as if his soul in that one word, he did outpour. Pathetic! Nothing farther than he uttered, not a feather than he fluttered, till finally was I that muttered as I stared dully at the floor. Other friends have flown and left me, flown as each and every hope has flown before, as you no doubt will before tomorrow, but the bird said nevermore. Then I felt the air grow denser, perfumed from some unseen incense, as though accepting angelic intrusion, when in fact I felt collusion before the guise of false memories, respite through the haze of cocaine's glory. I spoke and I spoke the blue vial's glory to forget. At once, the base Lenore, quote the raven nevermore. Okay, so you're dead. Got it. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil. By that heaven that bends above us, by that God we both ignore, tell this soul, with sorrow laden, willful and destructive intent, how had lapsed a pure heart lady to the greediest of needs, a sweaty, arrogant, dickless liar, who ascribed to nothing higher than a jab from a prick, to a needle, straight to betrayal and disgrace, her conscience showing not a trace. Quoth the raven, nevermore. That word our sign of parting, bird or fiend, I yelled, upstarting. Get thee back into the tempest and the smoke-filled bottle's shore. Leave no black plume as a token of the slime thy soul hath spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken, quit as those have quit before. Take the talon from my heart and see that I can care no more. Whatever mattered came before, I vanished with the dead Lenore, quote the raven, nevermore. But the raven, never flitting, still is sitting, silent, sitting above a painting, silent painting of the forever silenced whore, and his eyes of all the seeming of a demon that is dreaming, and the lamplight over him streaming throws his shadow to the floor. I love she who hates me more! I love she who hates me more! And my soul shall not be lifted from that shadow, nevermore.